10.5 minutes before Colonel Glenn is launched into orbit. The Atlas stands there all by itself now. The gantry crane moved back. And to judge from the weather, to judge from everything we've been hearing, we are going to have a launch this morning, and MA-6 will be on its way. Here's Colonel Powers again.
MA-6 countdown is at T-minus 10 minutes and counting. Mercury astronaut John Glenn is reporting all the systems in the spacecraft are go. Our status report in the control center indicates all systems are go. This is Mercury Control at T-minus 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
Well, that was Colonel Powers giving us the latest from Mercury Control. Mercury Control is the most closely guarded building on the Cape, where security is quite a problem for anyone. It's almost impossible to get inside it. That is where the mission actually will be supervised and directed from the moment it leaves the pad until Colonel Glenn returns to Earth. And everyone is hoping that he will go the full three orbits. If he goes within the next half hour or so, he almost certainly will. That is, of course, barring some trouble such as developed in MA-5, which was the flight of Enos the chimpanzee. In that one, which was not a manned orbital flight, the spacecraft was recalled to Earth near the end of the second orbit because of a minor electrical trouble inside the spacecraft. The Atlas is still being fueled, still being tanked with liquid oxygen. The fueling of the RP-1, the kerosene-like fuel, has been completed. And the count now is at T-minus 9 minutes. About a minute ago, the reports on the weather, the final reports on the weather and range instrumentation and the range safety officer should have been delivered to the test conductor, T.J. O'Malley, inside the blockhouse. T.J. O'Malley is the man who will be responsible for pressing the button and making sure that the flight is on its way. After it leaves the pad, his responsibility is over. From then on, it's up to Mercury Control. The count now, T-minus 8.5 minutes and counting. The fumes from the liquid oxygen still pouring from that vent high in the Atlas booster. Just below the Mercury spacecraft. Within a few minutes, the loxing should be completed, and from then on, things will move very rapidly. At T-minus 1 minute and 15 seconds, for example, the test conductor will make his final checks with the panel operators seated at consoles around this large circular-type room inside the blockhouse. The conductor will ask for reports on missile power, on AMR telemetry, that's Atlantic Missile Range telemetry, on propulsion. And in every case, if the reports are favorable, the reply will be go. We're still looking out here at the Atlas across 8,200 feet of Florida palmettos and yuccas. The sky now is absolutely clear, just a bit of haze off in the distance. The Atlas poised on its launching pad about a half a mile from the Atlantic. And now here again is Colonel Powers from Mercury Control.
This is Mercury Control. The MA-6 launch countdown is at 6 minutes and 40 seconds and counting. 6 minutes and 40 seconds and counting.
Colonel Powers says the count is at 6 minutes and 40 seconds and counting. And from now on, things will move very rapidly. This is a very different situation from what it was on January 27th, that Saturday when we came out here and found a heavy cloud cover. Nevertheless, despite the cloud cover, the National Space Agency went ahead with plans for launching, but had to stop at almost the last minute, or rather, T-minus 20 minutes, when the cloud cover became too heavy. One point of difference between now and then, well, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Here again is Colonel Powers.
This is Mercury Control. The MA-6 launch countdown is at T-minus 6 minutes and 30 seconds. T-minus 6 minutes and 30 seconds. We have encountered an electrical power failure in connection with our computers in Bermuda. The power has been restored. We estimate it will take us about 5 minutes to get the computer back into condition to support the mission. We are at T T-minus 6 minutes and 30 seconds in holding. We estimate this hold will last about 5 minutes.
And that was Colonel Powers at Mercury Control. He says the count of the T-minus 6 minutes, 30 seconds, and holding. This is another of the frequent holds that occur in the last stages of these launchings from Cape Canaveral. This time it's trouble with the electrical trouble with the computers at Bermuda. And Colonel Powers says he estimates the hold will last about 5 minutes. I was telling you a moment ago about the difference between the situation today and the situation on Saturday, January 27th. That difference was that Colonel Glenn, the astronaut, did not get into the spacecraft until fairly late in the morning, so that he's now been there now somewhat less than 3 hours. On the 27th, he had to stay in the capsule 5 hours and 13 minutes before the thing was called off. We'll be back in a moment to Man in Orbit, this history-making event brought to you by Rambler. We'll hear now from Ed Herlihy.
I've never met a Rambler owner who wasn't satisfied. A statement I can't make about any other car. Unquote. Those are the words of famous automotive expert Tom McCahill. They appear in the March issue of Mechanics Illustrated on the newsstands next week. Tom McCahill pays this tribute to Rambler in a special test report on the 1962 Rambler American. McCahill calls the Rambler American convertible he tested quite a buy at today's convertible prices. Of Rambler craftsmanship, McCahill has this to say. Here is a car that will undoubtedly last for years. And it's honestly put together. The quality of workmanship is tops by American standards. And now, for a limited time, a visit to your Rambler dealer can pay you important extra dividends. With Rambler sales at an all-time high, your Rambler dealer can offer you a money-saving weekend special deal. See your Rambler dealer. Take advantage of Rambler's weekend special deal.
Once again, here's Dallas Townsend at Cape Canaveral.
The count now is a T-minus 6 minutes and counting. It's just now been resumed. The power failure in the computers at Bermuda didn't take long to repair. Colonel Powers just gave us that word, T-minus 6 minutes and counting. The Bermuda computers are extremely important because it is at Bermuda that the decision is made, subject, of course, to the final control of Mercury Control here at Cape Canaveral. The final decision is made whether or not to put the spacecraft into orbit. Because it's over Bermuda that it attains orbital speed of about 17,500 miles an hour. And if all goes well, Colonel Glenn will then be at an altitude of about 100 miles. Colonel Powers is coming in fairly frequently now, and here we're going to hear from him again. Here is Colonel Powers.
T-minus 5 minutes and counting. T-minus 5 minutes and counting. Mercury Control.
Well, that was Colonel Powers giving us the latest. It's T-minus 5 minutes and counting. Now, from here on, I expect to be interrupted very frequently by Colonel Powers. I'll simply keep talking, and when Colonel Powers starts, I'll stop. Colonel Powers is the man who will be bringing us the up-to-the-minute reports from Mercury Control. He's sometimes called the eighth astronaut. He's the spokesman for Project Mercury. He knows all seven of the astronauts intimately. He's been associated with them ever since they joined the project a little less than 3 years ago. He himself is an Air Force officer, a flying officer, and he probably knows as much about this whole operation here at Cape Canaveral as any man alive. Colonel Powers has been on the hot spot in the last month or so with the repeated delays and postponements. Some of the media here, some of the communications media have become increasingly impatient and perhaps a little bit critical of the way he's conducted his coverage for the press. But Colonel Powers, on balance, has been doing a remarkable job in difficult circumstances. The count, T-minus 4 minutes and counting. And the oxygen vapors are still pouring from that vent at the top of the Atlas booster. Inside the spacecraft, Lieutenant Colonel John Glenn, United States Marine Corps, lies alone, strapped onto his body-molding couch with his knees up. He's lying on his back at the moment, but when he goes into orbit, he actually will be in what we might call a seated position. T-minus 4 minutes and counting. Right now it should be about T-minus 3.5 minutes and counting. Actually, it's T-minus 3 minutes and counting. And if you think the tension is becoming almost overwhelming here at Cape Canaveral, you're absolutely right, because it is. Those fumes still pouring from the Atlas. In about 3 minutes, if the count continues, the engines will ignite. 360,000 pounds of thrust, about 7.5 million horsepower, will lift the Atlas booster, the Mercury spacecraft, and the escape tower off the pad and send it on its way. The count now...
Mercury control,
internal power.
The six launch countdown is at 2 minutes and 30 seconds and counting. 2 minutes and 30 seconds and counting. This is Mercury control.
2 minutes and 30 seconds and counting, says Colonel Powers. 360,000 pounds of thrust when those five engines ignite. Two engines of 150,000 pounds each, a sustainer engine of 60,000 pounds, which will burn throughout the 5 minutes of powered flight, and two small vernier engines on the side of the Atlas, which will provide fine adjustments in direction. The count, T-minus 2 minutes and counting. T-minus 2 minutes and counting. 2 minutes to go before launch. That is if there is not another hold. And there may be a momentary hold in the last few seconds of the count. At T-minus 1 minute, T-minus 60 seconds, water flow will go to full. 35,000 gallons a minute will pour over the pad underneath the Atlas in order to reduce the damage from the tremendous flames that occur at liftoff. The time, T minus 1.5 minutes and counting. T minus 1.5 minutes and counting. The fumes have stopped pouring from that vent high in the Atlas.
This is Mercury Control. The MA-6 launch countdown is T minus 1 minute and counting. T minus 1 minute and counting. All systems are reported in a go condition. John Glenn reports he is ready. This is Mercury Control.
John Glenn, in the last minute before takeoff, reports that he is ready. He is ready to take that history-making first manned orbital flight around the Earth of the United States. Lieutenant Colonel, United States Marine Corps, at the greatest moment of his life.
Mercury Control, the MA-6 count, T-minus 30 and counting. T-minus 30 seconds and counting.
The water is pouring over the flame bucket underneath the Atlas at 35,000 gallons a minute.
The Mercury spacecraft umbilical is out. We're at T-minus 19 seconds.
T-minus 19 seconds, says Colonel Powers.
T-minus 10 seconds and counting. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Zero, ignition, liftoff. The MA-6 vehicle has lifted up. The MA-6 vehicle has lifted up.
And the Atlas flies into the air, trailing a dagger of flame behind it. You can hear the enormous roar as it reaches us. And high up it goes, straight up into the air. Rapidly goes into the air with increasing speed. There it goes. You can almost... I don't know whether you can hear me, but I'm still talking. Off it goes, straight up in the air over the Atlantic. Colonel Powers and Colonel Glenn is on his way. A time 9:48 Eastern Standard Time. High up goes the Atlas, straight into the air. And now the roar begins to die away. And a great burst of smoke from the launch pad drifts slowly south across the Cape.
The trajectory is nearly okay. MA-6 vehicle is still climbing nicely.
And it's now beginning to curve over into its trajectory, curving slightly over and disappearing rapidly into the distance.
The MA-6 vehicle is climbing nicely, has passed through the area of maximum dynamic pressures. Pilot John Glenn is reporting all systems go, is giving routine reports, reading off his instruments. John Glenn reports the flight very smooth now.
And the Atlas is still disappearing into the distance, looking like a very good flight. By the end of the first minute, it should have climbed to 50,000 feet.
Holding at 6.1 pounds per square inch.
Cabin pressure sounds excellent, 6.1 pounds per square inch. In the next minute and a half, it will climb three times as far as it did
in the
first minute.
The MA-6 vehicle is still climbing on its trajectory. John Glenn reports the G-forces building now to 6. Booster engine cutoff has been confirmed by the pilot.
By G, Colonel Powers means gravity, six times the force of gravity.
The Mercury Control Center have confirmed booster engine staging. The pilot has confirmed booster engine staging.
Booster engine staging means that the booster engines have now cut out. The sustainer engine is going ahead.
That the escape tower has separated. Our telemetry in the Mercury Control Center confirms that the tower has separated.
And the flight still looks good. The escape tower has been blown off. He is still going ahead, carried by the Atlas booster, heading toward that window in the sky somewhere over Bermuda.
The MA-6 vehicle is now climbing on its trajectory. 3 minutes and 5 seconds of flight time. It is flying on its pre-planned trajectory. The pilot reports that the G-forces are building up once again under the acceleration of the sustainer engine. Bermuda reports that it has acquired telemetry signals from the spacecraft. John Glenn reports everything looks good.
And he has about another minute and a half of powered flight, and at that point the sustainer engine will cut off. And then will come the critical moment whether to decide whether to put him into orbit. It still looks good. The roar of the rocket has died away into the distance. And Colonel Glenn, United States Marine Corps, is on his way.
The MA-6 vehicle is climbing nicely on its trajectory. John Glenn reports his fuel system as planned. His oxygen system is all okay. He reports his electrical power all okay.
It looks good right now. I think we've got an orbit.
The station reports it has a valid track on the MA-6 vehicle.
And it looks to us as if he's going to go three full orbits. This is what they're certainly aiming for, the three full orbits.
John reports his cabin pressure holding at 5.8 pounds per square inch.
And the time is T plus 4.5 minutes. Another 30 seconds of powered flight.
John Glenn reports all systems are go.
In a few seconds now, the sustainer engine will cut off.
The vehicle is approaching its sustainer engine cutoff point. John reports all systems in the spacecraft are go. The flight trajectory still looks good.
And at sustainer cutoff, the clamp ring securing the spacecraft to the booster will be released, and the positrate rockets will be fired to separate the spacecraft from the Atlas.
We have a report from the Mercury spacecraft that the sustainer engine has cut off as planned.
The craft should now be traveling 17,500 miles an hour.
Zero G, and I feel fine. He says the view is tremendous.
Now let's wait to see if he goes into orbit. This will be the critical moment.
Glenn reports he could see the booster turning around behind him. He advised that he thought the sight of the booster falling away behind him was a beautiful sight to see.
He's referring to the Atlas booster, which will now go into a separate but lower orbit. And he is now weightless. He is now weightless. He's gone from a maximum of 8G down to 0G.
John reports he can see a very large cloud pattern clear back toward Cape Canaveral and says it's a beautiful sight.
And he should right now be about 500 miles away from the Cape.
Astronaut John Glenn now reports his spacecraft has turned around. The blunt heat shield is facing the direction of flight and is tilted up about 34 degrees above horizontal. This is the desired pre-planned orbital attitude. All indications here are that we will be able to confirm orbit within a matter of a couple of minutes. This is Mercury Control.
Still waiting to find out if Colonel Glenn is going into orbit. And it right now appears that he will, because the program of the flight so far has been absolutely perfect. It has followed the pre-planned programming perfectly, and we're right now at T plus 6 minutes and 45 seconds. Colonel Powers reported that Colonel Glenn has notified Mercury Control that the spacecraft has swung around. T to about 180 degrees, so that the heat shield is facing forward. He is now facing to the rear, and the spacecraft is at an attitude of 34 degrees above the horizontal. This is controlled by what they call horizon sensors, which do this automatically. This is nothing that Colonel Glenn has to worry about. We're at T plus 6 minutes and 45 seconds, and the flight is going beautifully. And in another minute or so, we should find out whether we have achieved an orbit, whether Colonel Glenn is Colonel Powers.
I'd like to confirm the liftoff time as 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at Cape Canaveral. Liftoff time, 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Friendship 7 spacecraft, that's pilot John Glenn, is now in contact with Bermuda. This is Mercury Control.
Everything is going perfectly. He's in contact with Mercury Control. He's been in the air now about 8 minutes. He should be traveling at 17,500 miles an hour. He should be at an altitude of about 100 miles. And Mercury Control will decide, on advice from Bermuda, whether the flight should continue or whether the mission should be aborted. And we'll be getting word on that from Colonel Powers almost any second now. Still waiting for word, still waiting for confirmation of orbit. Bermuda, the tracking station at Bermuda, which is also a command station, will be advising Mercury Control almost immediately. Bermuda is one of the command stations which could bring the spacecraft down, which could actuate what are called the retro rockets in order to bring it down out of orbit and bring it back to Earth. And preferably, of course, they'd like to do it over water. So this is why they have to decide almost instantly at this point whether to bring it back. But as we say, right now it looks like a perfect flight. John Glenn reported a moment ago that he could see the Atlas booster disappearing behind him. This occurred at the point when the positrograde rockets were fired to separate the spacecraft from the booster. And at that point, the Mercury began pulling ahead of the Atlas at about 24 feet per second. And now we're going to get word direct from Colonel Glenn from T minus 10 seconds to T plus 6. Here's what Colonel Glenn said.
Roger, EPI is started.
Let me explain that Mercury Control is feeding this report of Colonel Glenn in the last few minutes of the countdown.
The scope is retracted. Light is out.
Roger. We shall start pilot TM on scope retract.
Roger.
This is presumably the conversation between Glenn and capsule communicator at the blockhouse.
Lift off. The clock.
Well, somebody is re-racking some tape in a hurry, but at least you got a few words out of that. That was Colonel Glenn in the last few seconds talking to the capsule communicator on the ground before he was sent into orbit. And I'm saying sent into orbit, although I'm not quite sure at the moment. Nobody is right here. We're still waiting to hear from Colonel Powers as to whether orbit was achieved. All we can do is tell you that at the moment, things look very good indeed. Still waiting. Still waiting. The flight began 10 minutes ago at 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we understand that Colonel Powers is coming up with a report from Mercury Control in about 10 seconds. Colonel Powers will, at that time, tell us whether or not we have an orbit for John Glenn. So let's switch now from CBS News to the Mercury Control headquarters and Colonel Powers. Go ahead, Shorty Powers.
This is Mercury Control. I have the figures on the cutoff conditions, that is, the engine cutoff conditions on the MA-6 vehicle, and the orbital velocity and insertion details. Atlas 109D, carrying the Friendship 7 spacecraft, cut its final engine off approximately 503 miles east of Cape Canaveral at an altitude of approximately 100 miles. Its velocity at that time was approximately 17,500 miles. That means that the orbit of the Friendship 7 spacecraft will vary from a low altitude of about 100 miles to a peak altitude of about 160 miles. We estimate at this time that the period of the orbit will be approximately 89 minutes. All of these numbers will undoubtedly be clarified somewhat as we get more data on the orbit. Under current conditions, John Glenn in the Friendship 7 spacecraft is traveling at a velocity of 17,545 miles an hour and is in an orbit ranging from 100 miles at the perigee or low point to an altitude of 160 miles at its apogee or high point. At this time, we have the tape recording of John Glenn's voice as he lifted off from Cape Canaveral and flew the first 6 or 7 minutes of his flight. This is Mercury Control standing by while you hear this tape.
6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Liftoff! The clock is operating. We're underway.
Roger, reading you loud and clear.
Roger, we're programming it roll okay. A little bumpy along about here.
Roger. Stand by for 20 seconds.
Roger.
3, 2, 1, mark.
Roger, backup clock is started. Fuel 102, 101, oxygen 78, 100 amps, 27.
Roger, loud and clear, flight path is good, 6-9.
Roger, checks okay, mine was 7-0 on your mark. Have some vibration area coming up here now.
Roger, reading you loud and clear, John.
Coming into IQ a little bit, that little contrail went by the window or something there.
Roger.
7, okay, flight very smooth now.
Roger, flight path is good.
Cabin pressure is holding at 6-1, okay.
Roger, cabin pressure holding at 6-1.
Roger, I've had some oscillations, but they seem to be damp. On 2 minutes, and fuel is 102, 101, oxygen 78, 102. Either building to 6.
Roger, reading you loud and clear. Flight path looks good. Pitch 25, stand by for staging.
Roger, Pico.
Pico.
Let's see the tower go. I saw the smoke go by the window.
Roger, we confirm staging on TM.
Roger. We'll have about 1.5 G's.
Right.
Over. There the tower went right then. Have the tower in sight, way out.
Oh, Roger, we confirm on TM.
Edison Tower is green.
Roger.
1.5 G's.
Roger, 7 still reading loud and clear. Flight path looks good.
Auto retro jettison is off. Emergency retro jettison fuse switch off. Or retro jettison fuse switch off. You have DF2 normal.
Flight path looks good. Steering is good.
Roger. Understand everything looks good. He's starting to build again a little bit.
Roger.
Roger, Bermuda, stand by. This is Friendship 7, fuel 103, 101, oxygen 78, 100. All voltages above 2.5. Amps 2-6.
Roger, still reading you loud and clear. Flight path is very good. Pitch minus 3.
Roger. I pitch Texas minus 7 on your minus 3.
Roger, 7.